Just going through some of the numbers here again. You know, I mentioned here a moment ago, 2.2 million diapers purchased by federal border agencies to deal with the influx. And it gives you an idea of part of the untold story of what's really going on. Kelly Sadler joining me, the Director of Communications at America First Policies and America First Action, a pro-Trump political action committee that's going to be heavily involved with the re-election efforts. She'll be in charge of policy and communication efforts supporting the president's 2020 re-election. Kelly, welcome back.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
We just heard from John James, who has announced today that he is entering the race for U.S. Senate. Again, he ran unsuccessfully here in 2018 against Debbie Stabenow, but came close. And now he'll be running against the junior senator, Gary Peters. He said he supports the president 2,000%. And Donald Trump endorsed John James in his bid last time around. That's got to be some good news for the president here in Michigan, where you know it's going to be a tough race.
Yeah, we're excited about the announcement and the race. And John James is a strong candidate. And he stands, you know, with the president, as you said, was endorsed by the president. And we need more like-minded people in Congress so that we can get some legislation passed, USMCA, as well as get some you know, border security measures passed, including, you know, with the border wall.
So as you talk about the border, and John James, a very strong supporter of border security, not a supporter, in fact, a outspoken opponent of sanctuary cities and that sort of approach to illegal aliens, Border Patrol agents encountered more than 144,000 illegals at the southwest border in May. The largest monthly total in 13 years, that coming out yesterday. More than 132,000 of those stopped while crossing the border illegally. The rest presented themselves at legal ports of entry. But this is an astounding number. It is a breathtaking number. It takes us all the way back to 2005 to see numbers like this. And this number of 2.2 million diapers, I think that helps explain part of the untold story that what our border agents are dealing with, which are children and families, not what they were set up to do. How do we get this under control?
No, I mean, this is a full-blown crisis at this point. You have, you know, this is the third month in a row where you've had more than 100,000 people cross the border. I mean, and you're having populations, you know, you had more than the population of Cleveland, Ohio, cross the border last month, in the month of May. So this is a full-blown crisis. And what the media, you know, what's frustrating with the media is they're talking about the price of avocados, right? You're going to go to Chipotle and you're going to pay 4 cents more on your order if you get some guacamole, when the real cost here is the immigration costs annually. We're talking $200 billion annually that the taxpayer pays from both state, out-of-state and local taxes because of this illegal immigration. And you're talking about diapers at the, you know, at the border. You know, there's a story in the Washington Post in terms of this morning of the different programs. If the president doesn't get the emergency funding, he's requested $2.9 billion in emergency funding for these shelters at the borders. But, I mean, these shelters are providing things like, you know, soccer practice and, you know, the educational programs and legal aid for all of these unaccompanied minors. And these are things that are going to be cut off if this funding doesn't come through and if Congress doesn't act. But
so what do you expect?
The cost on the American public is enormous, and so the tariffs don't measure up.
Right. What do you expect to have happen then with the $2.9 billion in emergency funding? The Democrats have done nothing to address the problem at the southern border. The Democrats have done nothing to help the president with the USMCA, which creates more conflict with Mexico. The Democrats have done nothing except take pot shots and criticize the president while not lifting a finger to get involved with any of the important policy measures. Kelly, so what do we do?
Well, I mean, the president is doing everything that he can within his own emergency powers. I mean, and that's why you see this 5% tariff to prompt Mexico to act, because Mexico has to be a partner with us on this, and right now they're not doing much. And I'm optimistic. You know, you saw meetings yesterday between the Mexican foreign minister and the Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo. They're going to resume today at the State Department. And one of the things that is going to be brought up is the fact that, you know, Mexico has been steadfast opposed to granting asylum to these migrants coming from Honduras, coming from Guatemala. They need to sign a third safe treaty where Mexico is considered a safe spot and they can grant asylum. And so far they've been steadfast opposed against this and like, no, pass them on to the U.S. because the U.S. can afford this cost. We can't. They need to do that. They also need to secure their southern border. Their southern border, Mexico's southern border, only runs 150 miles across. This is something that they can do. And they also need to crack down on these kind of terrorist organizations, the coyotes that are smuggling children across the border, and the drug kingpins. And right now we haven't seen much action from them. And I think the president wants to see significant action from Mexico or, you know, by October, these tariffs could have the possibility of going up to 25%.
But yeah, they could.
It's a stick and not the carrot approach that the president is doing. And, you know, Congress really needs to address this.
They need to step up,
Kelly. They are a do-nothing Congress.
Yeah, they need to step up. No question. Kelly Sadler, Director of Communications, America First Policies, and America First Action. Kelly, I'll give you the last word here today because I know you and I are going to talk a lot because Michigan is critical. The president won by just over 10,000 votes here. New polling from the Detroit News says he's down by like 100 points, which is nonsense because the polling leading up to the November election in 2016 showed that he had no chance either. So I dismissed that polling out of hand. Your last word.
You know, I wouldn't trust any polling at this point. We don't have a Democratic candidate that, you know, Joe Biden is running the strongest against the president, but that's only just because of name ID at this point. We got to see where these Democratic debates go at the end of the month. Hopefully somebody might step up and address the situation on the border and have an immigration proposal. So far, the Democrats have shied away from having any solutions to any of the problems that are facing this country right now. So we encourage it. We encourage them to bring it on, and we're prepared with solutions and are excited about the 2020 Re-Elect.
Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it. Kelly Sadler, Director of Communications, America First Policies, America First Action. They're putting big money into this race. It's part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.